Well, I think you talking about what we call many things, applied to many things, merry-go-round.
Okay, or would there be, would be like, all right, have you heard any other names for that?
I don't think of any.
Okay, have you ever heard the term like a flying Jenny?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and if two children were out in the yard on a seesaw and they were doing it at the time, you would say they are? If you wanted to tell somebody that the children are outside? Just the progressive form of seesaw.
I don't know that I'd say anything but seesawing.
Okay. And what do you call the, when you have two ropes coming down off a limb and a plank between them and the children get on and go back and forth, what do you call that?
Well, that's just a plain swing to us.
Okay.
That's like the old gag now. You know what they call monkeys in South America?
Nothing.
Monkeys.
Oh. Well, now some people might call that a swing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and not know it as anything else or something.
Yeah, excuse me.
Excuse me. That you belong to the DAR and the Daughters of the Confederacy, and what other organizations are you in?
Yeah, well, I'm on the Regional Library Board. It's been on quite a while. I was on our county school board for 18 years.
That's a long time.
Well, I would have run again for another term, but he was tired of me coming home and telling that what we couldn't get done and what the federal government wanted done. I said, well, if I'm not concerned, I'm not worth a dime. So I didn't run the next term. That was on an elective basis. I was a run on the Democratic ticket.
Is most of the people around here Democrats?
Well, yes, most of them.
And, well, I mean, you know, he said traditionally that most people around here were all pretty much Democrat.
That's right.
And Methodist and Baptist. Do you have very many other denominations in the area?
We have some. Well, in Auburn, in Episcopalian and Lutheran. We have some Lutherans that live in this community. And we have had some Episcopalian, some still Episcopalians, and Catholics, but just most anything you want. We've got Mormons moving in right up here building a church.
The Mormons?
Uh-huh. Up the road here at the Willow Creek Farm subdivision, they're in the process of building the church now.
Do you have any Spanish people in the area?
No, we have one young woman, a Thai lady that lives in our community. She married a major that grew up here, and he's brought her back here, and she is a delightful person. She's highly educated, has a master's degree from the University of Thailand, and she has two little girls that are just adorable. I taught them in Sunday school for a while, and they come up here. They'd be going to, they go to a private school in Auburn, and they'd want to stop by to see Mrs. Nunn. They're just as cute as they can be. She's a tiny little girl, and she has been real, well, our granddaughter was in school, and she had a Thai friend, and so she was sort of lonely. I think when they get over here, they are lonesome. It's different, and so she has